Welcome everyone. This is episode 96 of the Veg Grab podcast. Today's title is a review of 2016, and this will be released on the 26th of December 2016, which is Boxing Day. So I really wish everyone had a very good Christmas, or whatever religion you celebrate. Anyway, just a little note, today is pre-recorded, just so I can get them out on a weekly basis. I figured it'd be best to record a couple ahead of time, by which means there's no diary. But I am hoping by the time this is recorded, my plan is to go down on Christmas Day, go down the allotment and harvest some food for the Christmas dinner, such as sprouts, leeks, potatoes, carrots, parsnips, all that sort of thing. And I'm also hoping to have sown a load of large onions, sort of exhibition onions, which are traditionally done on Boxing Day. So that's my plan. So 2016, as it's drawing to a close, I have to say, for me, it never really got hot, never really got going. So it was a bit of a challenge. That being said, this was the first full year that I've been on my new garden, or new to me anyway, and the allotment. So I've been here 18 months. So, yeah, I've learned quite a few things on how to treat these plots of land. So we'll start with my notes at home. And obviously at home in February, the chickens arrived and they have been fantastic. Such a great addition. I haven't had to do any weeding because they've eaten all the weeds, and they've provided me with eggs. They don't need much work. Yeah, they've been a great addition. The downsides have been is that I had some onions and garlic and they did dig those up just by them scratching around. So I've had to develop ways of learning how to live with them, shall we say. But that's all part of a process. Another new addition, or the first full year of this, has been the greenhouse. Now, obviously, I put that up back end of 2015. But this first full year I've got used to it. I used it to get plants growing in the early stages, and yeah, it done really well. Based on my idea is I sow them in the potting shed, and then when they've popped up, I move them to the greenhouse to grow them on with a bit of protection, a bit of heat, insulation, shall we say, heat's retained better, and plenty of sunlight. And yeah, the greenhouse has been a real big benefit. The trouble I've had with it is mud falling onto the path and basically just making it look messy and giving me messy shoes. But the same could be said with the path around the veg patch. But that, I've got ways of, I've combated that, which I will discuss next week. Some of the problems I've noticed at home has been lack of light, which I've got plans in place of what I'm going to do with that. And a lack of watering as well. I probably don't water enough, if I'm honest. So I'm developing systems and ways of doing things to improve that tenfold. But and I think these two things have left the plants looking a little stunted, so I think they could have grown a lot better and done a lot higher. Like the tomatoes were only a couple of foot high, so it's not ideal, but always next year is what I always say. Has to be said, at home, with the clay soil, the sweet potatoes didn't do very well at home compared to down the allotment. I put it down to the clay soil. It is very hard compacted soil, so it's taken a lot of work to get it released up. Which You know, last week I spoke about no-dig gardening. That's quite a key thing with this. Okay, right, downy allotment. Where I have to admit, most of my gardening has been done downy allotment, just because at home, because it's so easy. You know, chickens have done the weeding, and all I've really had to do is planting and watering. Downy allotment, I've had to make a trip down there, so it's proved that I need to put more. But by going down there, I've got no distractions. I've just got on and done it. The biggest problem I've been hit with has been the couch grass. That's taken a lot of digging out and still being dug out. But we'll get there in the end. The idea is we keep on top of it and we'll get there. The garlic, the autumn sown garlic, done very well. Really happy with it. But in contrast, the ones that were sown spring or later on, they didn't do so well, so I'm sticking with the autumn sown ones this year. All my garlic is now in, so yeah, that's all I'm doing for garlic from now on. I might go back to more spring sown ones in later years and try and improve on it, but we'll see. Right. Next on my notes, autumn onions. They've done actually very well. My trouble with the autumn onions has actually been the storage. They don't store very well, which I've read is because they are autumn onions. Spring sown onions or winter sown onions seem to store a lot better. So that's for me been a real big learning curve. I think I've certainly grown enough onion. One bed is enough, but I need to look at sowing more. Potatoes done okay. They weren't fantastic. Now these potatoes, I came up with a system of sowing them in, what's it called? In bags, which I'm continuing to do, in horse manure, which actually worked quite well. It stayed moisture retentive, but what I did, I sown three about halfway up, filled it with compost, and sown three more. That did not work. That was a disaster, and I think that stunted the potatoes from growing. I didn't get any really big ones. I didn't get any huge ones. They were just there. So a bit of a. They were okay. We're still harvesting them now. There's been enough for my wife and I. They just haven't been the most amazing. Converse of that, sweet potatoes. They done fantastic down the allotment. I was really pleased with them. It was something like 3.5 kilos I dug out of there. I'm really pleased with how they worked out. The video I put on YouTube of me harvesting these has been the most popular video by far on YouTube out of my channel. It was over 1500 views on it. So I'm really pleased with that sweet potato. Again, I'll be discussing what I'm going to do with that next year. So, or next week, sorry. And it, yeah, really pleased with the sweet potato. 3.5 kilos, I cannot complain about. Carrots and parsnips have done reasonably good, so I can't really comment on those. Although carrot fly, I have noticed on the carrots, so I've got to come up with a system for that. Raspberries, the raspberry beds that I had there, I've dug the ones out that were in places I didn't want them. The rest have grown really well. I left one strip that I cut down and treated this summer, and the rest I cut down to the ground to treat as autumn. And I think it's safe to say the autumn ones fared a lot better. So I think they're all autumn ones. But I'm leaving the ones that I've treated as summer and keeping them as summer because I did get some harvests out of them. And that'll do me for the time being, until such time as I feel it necessary to organize it and perhaps buy some summer plants in and dig them all out and replant them if I do that. That's not a plan I have at the moment. Tomatoes down the allotment actually seems stunted. You know, the same as at home. They only really got to sort of 2 foot tall. I got a few tomatoes out of them. I can't complain. But they just didn't really grow as massive as I thought they would. This could be down to watering, which is the same as I think at home, and feeding perhaps. So I need to be a bit more rigorous with that. Okra and Yakon, both done reasonably well. Excuse me. Sorry about that, just had to sneeze. Okra and Yakon, both done reasonably well. I've left those in to try and regrow them for next year. We'll see how it goes. And the Jerusalem artichokes, the year before they done pretty poor. This year they have improved tenfold. Got a decent amount out of them. I've replanted more. So next year I should get even more, which I'm really looking forward to because I quite like Jerusalem artichokes. The beds themselves, they're slowly being built. And they're getting there. They are really getting there. I've got a few last things I need to do. But yeah, pleased with how things are turning out. I did receive a weed notice, but I've done some work. I never heard anything back, so I've now just kind of resigned to the fact I think it's okay. Okay, so the website, it's grown quite a bit over the last year and improved quite a lot as well, I feel. I've made many changes, such as how I record the podcasts and the sound quality, which I feel has improved immensely. The feedback I've had has been pretty positive, and I'm hoping to keep improving it throughout the year. The website itself, I've got a layout and everything exactly how I want it, and I'm finding by releasing a podcast on a Monday, a recipe on a Wednesday, a video on a Thursday, a news article on a Friday. It's keeping the interactivity up. And it's creating more and more visits on the website, which is exactly what I want to hear. That being said, the YouTube channel, that is building at quite a rate, and I'm really happy with it. I think at the time of recording, I was up to 60 subscribers, which I'm really pleased about because that seems to get a lot of interactivity going. People chat, they comment on my videos and what have you. So I'm really pleased with that. At the same time, all social media is improving and building. That's Facebook, Twitter, etc., etc. And I hope this continues on into 2017. So okay, so I'm going to wrap this up. As I say, this is pre-recorded, so I've not even got news articles or recipes to talk about, if I do release any over this next couple of weeks, of course. I've got a million and one things I'm trying to do, so we'll see. Okay, so next week I'm going to discuss my plans for the future for 2017 with both the plots and the website. So if anybody has any comments or anything they'd like to add, let me know in the comments or email me, and I'll come back and discuss it. So for now, I'm going to sign off. I hope everyone has enjoyed their growing year. Let me know anything you found and what have you in the comments section below. And I'll thank you for listening, and this will be it for 2016.